right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Christy Chaos, coming to you live from Thick Boy Studios. Today, my guest is Brendan Schaub, a.k.a. Shishka Schaub, a.k.a. Brendan Schaub, no relation to Charles. What's up, baby?
What's up, daddy-o?
How you doing?
Good. It's about, I owe you, man. You've helped me out so much. You've done so many shows for me.
I've done so many shows for you, and I appreciate you coming now, finally, on the Christy Chaos podcast. Have we ever had a guy, a hottie with a body like Brendan on the show, Pimp, or no? So we've never had a guy this hot. Yeah.
Is Pimp straight or?
Pimp, well, we thought Pimp was straight, but.
He said,
Pimp had a girlfriend. He recently broke up with her, and now he's been doing a lot of, like he did a sunset helicopter ride with T.T. Jerry, who, if you are not familiar, is my Jasmine's transgender uncle, who was in prison for 25 years,
who blew
the sun at Sam. Yes. He's been doing like nights alone, like with T.T. Jerry. He's been caught on a couple of dates with her. Went to Pride Parade with her. So we are not 100% sure where he... I think he falls in a gray area. But I think that he likes T.T. Jerry because she's a fun... Listen, it's a girl. It's a fun girl with a dick. So tell me, you know... I don't know that any of us could... Don't you want a girl who's... who's got a brain? She's a woman, but she's got the brain of a man. So she just loves sex and all that. And she's got tits. She does have tits.
Sure.
She's so fun to be around. She's got a nice finesse. The only issue with her is she has a dick.
It's the big dick that would be.
It's
the big tail between the legs.
So that you're.
But homeless Pimp doesn't care.
Homeless Pimp doesn't care because homeless Pimp is a young. He's 29 years old. Homeless Pimp.
You're 29.
So he's not 30 yet. So that generation.
You look like mankind's little brother.
There it is. We've also got some bloated Joaquin Phoenix dead in a river. That's another one.
Okay.
If you think about Joaquin Phoenix, if you found his body washed up.
Okay.
Also that.
Mankind. Definitely Mankind.
Definitely Mankind.
Sweet and low Mankind over there.
John Little, who was from Robin Hood, the Kevin Costner Robin Hood movie, the guy who played John Little, also looks like him. But this generation of people, the guys in their 20s, they're free. They're free open. We say in the show they're in the fog, free, open, and gay. They're all free, open, and gay in the fog. Everybody under 30 is a little bit foggy.
It's different. It's a different time. There's no judgment.
No
when
judgment.
I was a kid. What? We're about the same age.
I'm 36 years old.
Yeah, 38.
Yeah.
So it's like there was none of that.
Yes. Yeah.
None of that.
No, you couldn't do any of that.
We played a game called Smear the Queer, for God's sake.
Yes. We should bring
you know how offensive that is now?
Well, we were all talking about, you were just talking to me off camera about merch. What about Smear the Queer merch? What about that? A Thick Boy merch.
I mean, maybe he could do it, or your
T.T. Jerry.
Yeah.
I
probably should stay away from that, but I feel you.
No, dude, I feel like Smear the Queer.
It was such a good game.
Yeah, well,
so it's football, right? And so let's say we're all playing them, plus add some more kids. I'd have the football, and I would throw in the air, you know, like points, and then you would have to, whoever had the ball would get tackled by everybody. And then you'd have to get it to the other end zone.
Would you get humped and stuff like while you're?
It was on.
Because where does the queer part come in? I get the smear, but like, what was the queer activity?
It doesn't make sense.
Would you just start tickling their balls or something like that?
No.
Interesting.
We didn't even think of it as a kid. It was like, oh, smear the queer, and we just yell it out, and teachers would be like, smear the queer.
Well, Colorado's
now we'd all get canceled.
It's a weird place to grow up. You grew up in Colorado, right?
Colorado's a pretty dope place to grow up.
But I'm saying, if smear the queer, I mean, it's just an interesting place.
My dick probably touched my friend's dick when we were doing scissors.
Docking.
You're trying to pee in the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa. And then like two microphones.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
as close as it got for me.
Would you guys do, when you guys were kids, would you guys do like a circle jerk or like see each other's boners?
Oh, never.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
That was frowned upon in Denver.
Well, because if you think about it though, like, because when you started MMA fighting, it's pretty early on. MMA, if you're just looking in eagle eye view of MMA, it's pretty gay. It's pretty gay if you think about it.
When it gets out of the grappling, especially if they're in those little tight shorts.
Grappling's pretty gay. I know that people are a grappler, you know, who grapple would kill me. I understand that. I'm not, but I get that. You snap my head, shit down my neck.
Some of the positions, like there's a north-south position, especially 69.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I can say that grappling's pretty gay and not mean to be offensive. You know what I mean?
Not at all. There's homoerotic movements about it. What's like, I remember I was grappling with Rashad Evans. I don't know if you've ever seen him, black dude. The biggest dick in the world.
Can we pull up his dick, please? Rashad Evans, yeah.
So we were grappling. He wasn't wearing a cup. And then he went to the north-south position. And when he moved, just this panther tail, this sweaty panther tail just fell across my nose, man. I was like, dude, you got to wear a cup, bro.
Yeah. See, but that's...
He's like, I don't have one that fits. See, it's like Gonzo's nose. It's like Gonzo's nose in a ski mask. It's just like...
But let me... But see, here's the thing. I'll tell you. Like, if that was me, just... And again, I don't think that this is gay, but just if that was happening, if it's like Anaconda was going across my nose like that, I might open my mouth. Not to suck it, just because it's a reaction. It'd be like it's like this, you go, you know, sure, like that, and then you go down. But who's Jonah Falcon?
The biggest dick on earth, apparently.
Jonah Falcon claims he has the biggest penis on earth, which he claims is 13 and a half inches long when he wrecked.
And a white guy.
White guy, dude. But how does he prove it? Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
There's an easy way to prove it.
But oh, he's from Brooklyn. Wow, why has he never been on Christy Chaos? Pimp, you're fired. He's literally in our hometown.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
But this is my thing. So he has the biggest dick in the world, according to him. There's some other dudes out there who just aren't flaunting it like
him. Well, here's the thing.
Guarantee it.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, look, man. Look, I would say this. Like, he might have the biggest dick in the westernized community.
Dude. Ooh,
look at this guy.
Dude. Oh my God. Is that real life?
Is that it coming out of his kneecap, this guy?
Yeah, but is that real or is that like one of those weird like growths? You know what I'm talking about? Some,
right,
some aren't functional. Like, right, have you seen the guy with the giant ball sack?
18-inch cock.
Guinness World Record recognized.
No,
it doesn't work.
He wants to be recognized. Guinness, like, we're all set on that record, Bubba.
Well, the thing is,
we're good.
Roberto?
He's like, no, seriously, give me the goddamn record. Like, no, we're good. We're going to pass.
God, look at it in the sock.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, that guy fucks.
No, but that's the thing, Brendan.
That guy fucks.
I don't think he does, though.
He's a handsome feller, too.
You wouldn't, if you're a woman out there or a gay man, you don't want 18 inches inside of you.
I don't know, man. Some of these pornos I watch, I'm like, how are they going to do it?
I know, dude.
And then they figure it out.
I've been into lately, and again, I don't think this is a gay thing. I've been into lately, you know Owen Gray? He's a man, porn star.
Yeah.
I've been watching his porn. I've been putting his name in the search engine.
Interesting.
Watching heterosexual porn, but because I like the way he makes love to a woman. So I don't know what it is.
This guy?
Yeah, because you see, like, he always...
This guy?
Yes, he always does something. I mean, nice piece, by the way. But you see how he always has a vibrator? I got to get that outfit. I got to get those pants. You see...
Dude, like, he looks like he's into some dark shit.
No, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Oh, wow. I didn't know that he actually fucks guys, too.
No, that's a strap-on.
Oh, he gets fucked in the ass with a strap-on?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, I like the way that he has sex with women. He always
dude,
makes
he's
them
so
come.
Skinny. I know. He's too light in the ass for me.
He's
to
a goals. I know.
He's too light in the ass.
He's got a light ass. But see, I don't know, man. I was doing it the other day, and I was like, man, like, I keep watching this guy's porn, but not gay porn. Just I like the way he has sex with a
but
woman.
But it is weird for you to enter in his name into the porn search.
That's
instead
what I'm
you
saying.
You don't have a favorite female?
My favorite female porn star would probably either be, because you know I like the Latinas,
yes,
Havana Ginger. She's an oldie.
I've never seen
her. Huge
it.
Nipples. Huge nipples. Isis Love is another one. That's hot.
Isis Love?
I think her name is Isis. She might have to change her name after the recent terrorist stuff. But
yeah.
But Isis Love is another one. 20 weird sex-related records guaranteed to blow your mind. The woman who has more than 200 orgasms
each
day.
Oh, that's a curse. That's a curse. You ever seen these people? Like, she can't, like, leave the house.
She can't function. It's like actually a mental health condition.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nightmare. Yeah.
Okay, so that's her. Then we got Clara Meadmore, 108, who is the oldest virgin on earth. Damn, that's, holy smokes, the oldest virgin on earth. But
I'm sorry, is that a White Walker?
Oh my God. She died a virgin in 2011. We respect her decision. Whack.
Wow. Religious thing?
Yeah. Who
holy
else?
Fuck.
The woman.
Oh,
was,
my God.
Wow.
Dude.
Largest press on earth. Neanne Hawkins Turner is the owner of the record with 55 pounds each breast.
And those are real?
Yes.
Could you handle that?
55 pounds each
could you
breast?
Handle that?
I like tits, so yeah.
I like tits. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
55, but she has to have back problems. Like, she has to.
Oh my! Again, these are all curses.
Curses. Let's see one more. The Argentinian lake duck has the largest penis compared to its body, with 16.8 inches. I don't care about the lake
duck. That's a giant dick. Oh wow!
That is a big dick, though. The blue whale has the largest penis on Earth with 944 inches.
They're the size of like the Staples Center.
Yeah. The most dangerous sex position: cowgirl. What? Why?
I guess you break your dick.
Oh, I had a buddy break his dick.
What happened?
had a buddy who I met. He was like a real ladies' man. And he was like, dude, I got this freak, bro. And he would keep telling us. And he's like, she wants me to film. I'm like, dude, film it.
Right.
Like, I can't. My imagination only goes so far. Let me see what you're dealing with here. He's like, dude, I'm telling you, wants it so rough. I'm like, all right, cool. So he's like, she's coming over today, dude. I'll see if she'll let me film. I'm like, all right, cool.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Go to ChrisDComedy.com. We got stand-up dates coming out. We got Providence, Rhode Island, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We've just added dates. Dania Improv, Miami, Florida. Just added in September. Waukegan, Illinois. Foxwoods in Foxwoods, Connecticut, October 23rd. Zanies, Nashville. ChrisDComedy.com. Phoenix is coming up. West Palm Beach, we're going to put that on sale soon. And thank you so much.
So then I go to his place and I knock on the door because, you know, we were supposed to hang out later. And I walk in, I'm like, Joe? And he's like, I go in, and he's like, dude, look, I broke my dick. And I go, no, we can't break your dick. You know, I was a meathead in college. I'm like, you can't break your dick. He's like, no, look. And he shows me his penis. And it's like slant. It's like a hard, like, fucking curve. But then his balls were filling up with blood. And they're all purple and spotted. Dude, I'm talking filling up. And my dumb ass goes, dude, this is easy to fix. This is what you're going to do. You're going to put on some porno and just line it back up, daddy. As soon as it gets hard again, it's going to go straight for you. And he goes, you think? I go, dude, I know. So then he fucking is like, all right, give me a second. And then 2 minutes goes by. I'm like watching ESPN. I hear, oh, and it just made it way worse. And his nuts start filling up even more.
What do you have to
do? Here's how he did it. So I'll get to that. Here's how he did it. This girl wanted it so hard, and he's a big dude. And he was giving it to her doggy, and she was like, I need it harder. So he fucking backed up like a fucking, remember the Titans, hike.
Yes.
And fucking like tried to jump into it, and it missed.
And hit her ass.
And hit her ass, and then just snap. So I take him to the ER.
You have to.
Take him to the ER. But I wanted it very clear that this is not because of me. So I'd go, hey, my friend was hooking up with a girl, not me, and we got to get him in here.
All the nurses were like, we know.
Yeah, they're like, okay, sure. Yeah. So they get him on the gurney, and they have his legs up like this, in the gurney like this, and his dick's just like fucking balls filling up. Dude, this nurse, this very flamboyant nurse comes in. He's like, hey, boys, so I heard the problem. And he, like, has the outfit on, but he was, like, a little too happy about things.
Yeah.
My friend's a dime piece.
Yeah.
So he comes in, and, dude, I'm not intending this to be funny for the story. This is dick. He's all.
like he's looking all right at it.
And then my friend goes, dude, that's my asshole. And he's like, no, it's all connected, Poppy. He leaves. Another nurse comes, and she's like, okay. And she's, like, filling out the work. I'm like, we've already done this. She's like, you've done what? And I was like, he's already filled out the paperwork. And I guess the guy said, the doctor's going to come in. She's like, nobody's been in here. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, a male nurse just came in here. She's like, dude, there's no male nurse on this floor.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Some fucking dude was like, say what? Give me this. And came in there. Dude, it was weird. Because my friend, he's like, his dick, he's all. Mm-hmm.
So wait, but what happened? How did they fix his dick eventually?
They had to put in a splint, basically. They put in a splint, and he couldn't have an erection for like 4 weeks, and he had to take medication so blood wouldn't get hard in there.
Oh my God, dude.
It was a nightmare.
Because look, if he would have stayed and not went to the ER, I mean, I'm sure that you could die from that eventually. Imagine
that's
you died.
Well, that's
you
what they
said.
The people have, because internal bleeding. Because all the blood was rushing to his nuts. It filled up. It looked like a big, you know, like a big frog's throat when they get all big. It was like that, but all purple and black.
Oh, my God. Well, the only other story I have like that is I know a guy who's got kicked in the nuts and split his scrotum and one of his testicles fell out. But I didn't see it.
You can keep on keeping on, right?
You can keep on keeping on. But, I mean, to break your dick. Now, what? Now who's this guy? Man with 10 stone testicles. Oh, but what does 10 stone mean? Why are the English people counting stones? I mean, that's European stuff. They're like, oh, I weigh 40 stone. I'm like, shut up. How much is that in pounds? They're like, it's 18 kilograms. I'm like, shut the fuck up and put it in pounds. Dude, that's what my body looks like right now, unfortunately.
It's because you've been on the road so much, going back and forth?
No, dude, I've been on what happened was.
You're Hollywood now.
I'm very.
You're like, dude, we got to get this podcast in because I'm going, I got to do all Hollywood All Access.
Access Hollywood with Mario Lopez. Shout out True TV, Backyard Bar Wars. Thank you for fucking ruining my life.
but you've had fun doing it?
I've had fun doing it, but we'll
see. TV's a different animal,
TV's
right?
A different animal, honey. It's
TV
like,
scares me.
It's a long commitment. You months and months and months. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, the pod certainly, you know, I love doing this stuff. I love doing it so much. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with TV. It is I didn't realize the amount of time it takes now to make a television show, which if I never had a podcast or stuff going on the internet or stand up, I'd be like, okay, this is great. It's what it is. But now to see like how we all just set these cameras up in literally 10 minutes and we're on and we're going and it's going to be viewed by a good amount of people, like, we're good.
Yeah, my problem is too, and I do it a little bit here and there, is like, and it's rare it happens, but like when I get notes from Showtime on a show, I'm like, what? What are you doing?
That guy,
like
was...
they'll give me notes back. I'm like, what do you mean notes?
Yeah,
I'm ranting for like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like a narcissist. I'm ranting in the camera for an hour and a half. You know how hard that is? And you
yeah.
You have notes pop
notes?
Up?
Notes? No.
But it's just like that stuff. It's for what we do, it's a little bit triggering. Yeah. I find it insulting, but it's also like, dude, you want to do it with Showtime? You want to do it with these networks? That's what you sign up for.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like, again, if we
and
had
it's
no-
rare they do that, by the way.
But if we had no alternative, you would just be like, this is what it is. That's why I think the industry is changing so much, because it's like, now we have these alternatives where we're in charge of it. And when we're in charge of it, we're having so much more fun and being loose. And it used to be like, okay, you can do that, but it's not turning into any money. But now that it's turning into money, it starts to make you look at other television stuff where you're like, why is there 90 people giving me notes? Why are there 90 people on this crew? Like, we can just set, I can be in and
out.
You
can do it yourself.
I could do it myself. So I'm like, so the thing is with the TV show is I enjoy it. But, you know, listen, the show that I'm doing, the Backyard Bar Wars, it's great. Thursday nights, 10:30, True TV. But, you know, it takes a while to build a bar. Each contestant gets a for real bar built. So, like, you know, like you got this beautiful studio. Like, it takes time to build the shit out. It takes time to build a custom bar.
For sure.
So there's only so quick they can move the show along. Like, I would love to be on a TV show where the whole thing's filmed in a month.
Reality. This is my thing with TV. It's like, I guess, especially for stand-up, like, I've had buddies with huge TV shows.
Sure.
Huge. Can't sell a fucking ticket on the road. It doesn't translate because that crowd isn't your stand-up crowd. I mean, unless you're like a Jerry Seinfeld or you're like an older comedian on
right,
a show,
right.
That might translate if you're like a Jeff Garland or something like
right.
that. Or you're one of these guys on the Larry David show or some shit like
yeah.
that. But for our age group,
no.
it doesn't translate at all.
Well, that's the
like
thing.
My buddy got a huge show on ABC
yeah.
and was like, dude.
Doesn't sell anything.
It didn't move one fucking ticket.
No, dude.
If they put it on the credits, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work because that's the thing. Is like, and that's why I think sometimes, like, you know, me and Pimp talk about all the time, there's this struggle where Pimp is like, no, you got to do it. Do the TV show because you want to get their PR behind you and all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but like my goal has always been to sell tickets for my fans. Like, I go to a city and the tickets are sold. And that's happening for me now because of the podcast and the internet and all the stuff that we're all doing together.
Because
it's almost like, you know, all the LA pods and you know, the ones that we have on the East Coast, it's almost like we're our own network. Like, we keep putting each other on each other's shows and the tickets are going up. So you start to think, if it's not going to be major money in TV, what does it give you? You have to start to think about that now, in our, which is such a mind fuck for people even listening or people even in our own industry. They're like, wait, what? But we are conditioned to think TV gives you what you want. It's like, no, not anymore, dude. Just not anymore.
Not anymore. And it's also to that point, it's like, you know, with this studio, so this whole Thick Boy Network thing, the way it came about is, yeah, I won't name, I've helped so many other networks, so many build their platforms, so many.
Breitbart.
I've consulted.
Who else? Breitbart.
I've consulted with all these like major networks for years and helped them out. Every single one of me have offered me a part of their business.
Sure.
And I was like, not yet. That's a lot of work. Not yet. That's a lot of work. And I called my dad. I left this meeting a few months ago. I'm like, Dad, they won't offer me this, but I got to bring them this, and help with these shows. And he's like, Brent, do you realize why they're offering you this stuff? Like, you're helping all these people, and you're not getting a huge cut of it.
No.
Like, they're just hiring you to do this.
Sure.
Because you have the knowledge, and they don't. He's like, do it yourself.
The knowledge and the fan base.
Yeah, he's like, just do it yourself.
So seriously.
I was like, all right, say less.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Is like, you have to understand, like, that's just life stuff, because we talk about a lot of life stuff. We do a segment on this called Anxiety Tuesday. So, like, a lot of things, too, is like, you have to start to realize, like, as things go, and it's not just about comedy, but, like, it's human nature sometimes for a lot of people to just take whatever they can from you and just take it all for themselves, and they don't give a fuck about what happens to you. So many times, like, the really smart people do these roundabout ways to think that you're really being a part of something when really they're just taking everything from you.
Correct.
And taking your money and taking your time, most importantly, and taking your knowledge. So it's good that you said, you know, fuck it, I'm going to put Thick Boy Studio inside a dentist's office and make it my own thing. I literally, as soon as I came in here, I thought I was like, do I have a cavity? No, dude, speaking to TV, you are on, and Homeless Pimp pulled this up months ago. He was like, because we were trying to get you on for so long. Like, when I was in LA, when I was doing your King of the Sting podcast and all that, when I was here the last time, he was like, dude, can you ask him about Ghost Adventures? Can you ask him about Ghost Adventures? Like, I'll never ask him about Ghost Adventures unless he's a guest on the show. So finally, as soon as we woke up this morning, he was like, we're going to ask Brandon about Ghost Adventures, because he loves this stuff. He smokes weed and does edibles and watch Ghost Adventures.
Do you know Zach Baggins at all?
He gave me his arm workout back in like 2015.
He's a great, great dude. Great, great dude. The podcast in the dark, and then he's basically the Rob Dyrdek of, like, this type of stuff. Like, he owns it all, dude. And they're, like, season, I don't know, fucking 15 or something.
Papa has some cash, then.
Big boy. Has a museum, like, buys, like, these murder houses. Like, he's a smart
dude.
So
how did this come about? Like, yes.
So, came about because I'm into, like horror movies and, you know, all the ghost stuff and all the, I love all
that. Are you scared of ghosts?
No, not at all. I'm really into serial killers more than I should be. Like, serial killer stuff, balls deep. And I, like. Here's my thing with Ghost is, like, you don't hear anyone current, like you know, young kids, like, damn, I saw this ghost. And we hear that. It's all the old heads talking about ghosts. So I do think it's like an energy, but I don't believe that it's like these evil, like, just like in the world, there's evil people and they die and pass away. Their energy's still here and they might be doing evil shit. But I don't believe in, like, the, you know, like the possession, all that stuff. It's interesting, but I don't believe in it. But with Ghost Adventures, the way it came about is there's this famous hotel where they filmed The Shining at.
Okay.
In Estes, Colorado, I think. So they filmed The Shining there. And when Jim Carrey was filming Dumb and Dumber, he stayed at that hotel for one night and was like, dude, this place is creepy as fuck, and left. While they're filming Dumb and Dumber. That's where some of the scenes are at, that in Dumb and Dumber.
Really?
So he left that hotel. So Zach was a big UFC fan. So we're like DMing, I think, on Twitter back then. This is a long time ago. And he goes, dude, I'm doing this speaking engagement at that haunted hotel. You should come. So I drive up there. It's scary as fuck. Drive up there. And he's like, oh, let me show you where, I guess people commit suicide there a lot. And,
okay.
And they take all the beds where people commit suicide and put them in this shed. And he's like, it's like one of the most haunted places on earth. He's like, let's go check it out. I'm like, okay. So I go back there with him. And he's like, dude, I get you on a Ghost Adventures. I'm like, yeah, just let me know when, man. He's like, when we do one in Denver, I'm going to call you. He's like, be ready to go. I'm like, yes, sounds good. Yeah. A year goes by and I'm in the middle of training camp at midnight.
Oh, you were still a UFC fighter then? You weren't into comedy or anything like that yet?
A long time ago. At midnight, I get a call from him. He's like, bro, sends me address, goes, you're up. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
He's like, you're up. I'm like, dude, it's midnight. I got practice in the morning. He's like, dude, I'm telling you, just come down. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I call my brother who lived like a few miles from me. I'm like, hey, you're coming with me. He's like, it's the middle of the night. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You're coming with me. So we drive down to this haunted fucking mansion downtown Denver. And listen, I don't know, you know, if it's for TV or what, but as far as what I saw and what I know, it was scary as fuck.
Really?
I was so scared, dude. Well, here's what they did.
That's sick.
This girl was murdered and they buried her in the basement.
Which is true.
Those are facts.
Okay.
Murdered in the basement. Those are facts. She's murdered in the basement. So they're all down there and they have like their devices, whatever. I don't know. For me, it's real. So they have the devices. They're trying to talk to the spirit. And it looks like they were only down there for like 10 minutes. That thing talked to us. Dude, we're down there for like hours. And then finally he goes, talks to her and goes, do you know his name? Do you like him? Do you know his name? And it goes, Brendan. And I was like, what the fuck? Now, I don't know if it's a producer in the van in the back being like, Brendan or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But from what my standpoint, it was real as fuck. So.
Wow.
So it's pitch dark. Probably 2 or 3 a.m. at this point down there. They go, dude. The ghost isn't talking to us anymore. We're going to go upstairs. You stay down here by yourself. And I'm like, what?
By yourself.
But there's cameras. So here's the thing. There's not a cameraman with me. They set up cameras. I'm like, no, we'll just leave the cameras here. And the ghost, for whatever reason, is drawn to you. So we'll get better footage if you're here by yourself. And I know cameras are filming, so I don't want to look like a bitch. I'm like, yeah, dude, no doubt, I'll be down here. I'll be down there. Dude, I was down there for probably an hour and a half by myself, just sitting where she was murdered in the dark. So scared.
Like pitch black dark.
Can't see anything. You know how your eyes like adjust and like, obviously there's like fucking rats and stuff. Then I start to hear stuff. And I was so scared. And then finally, like hour and a half goes by. I'm like, dear God, please somebody come get me. And finally, Zach opens the door. He's like, hey, Shab, you ready? And dude, they don't show up, but I fucking booked. I fucking run. I was so scared, dude.
Well, that's what made me believe in the show more. I'm like, wow, they got a jacked UFC fighter who shook.
Dude, I was so scared.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing, like with you, like, because here's the thing. When I watch a ghost thing or when I watch a serial killer thing especially, I always think like I remember being so scared about like the Ted Bundy, like I couldn't go to sleep then. I'm like, what if Ted Bundy, even though I know he's dead, comes through my door and kills me? And I'm like, but the reality is I would kill Ted Bundy.
Yeah,
like
he's not a big dude.
But like Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, that scared me because I'm like,
that'd
I'm you know, staying in LA now. But like, do you, even though you can obviously handle yourself, big guy, trained fighter, do you think like if Night Stalker came in, he might get you too?
Yeah, because what the Night Stalker did is if you look at all his murders, which were all around just down the 101 here.
Really?
And listen, I'm such a psychopath about, so I've been to all the Charles Manson murder sites. I've been to all the Richard Ramirez murder sites. Been to the OJ murder site. I go to all that stuff. Laurel Canyon, I can show you all the murder sites. Everything.
Really?
I love it. Obsessed with it.
That's
insane. I'll go to the Sharon Tate house for no reason. Just
I mean,
to
can
hang
we,
out.
Why didn't we do that for the podcast?
We could have.
All right, well, I'm
Ghost
here
Adventures
week.
With B-Shaw.
Can we do that another week? Maybe we'll do a little YouTube
That'd
thing.
That'd be dope.
Okay.
So with Richard Ramirez, with his murders, which, you know, he did in Burbank and Van Nuys and all over, he would come in and if he saw a male, like you wouldn't even know he was in the house. And so he didn't want to struggle, so he would kill the male first. You just shoot him right in the head. Boom.
Bang.
So he didn't have to deal with like a fight. So I'd be fucked, dude.
Because you would just be popping.
Here's the thing about the Night Stalker, though, and this is why he was so successful. You're talking about in the 80s in fucking the Valley of California where it's 120 degrees.
All right, baby. Listen, it's Magic Spoon. You know how much I love Magic Spoon. It's one of the only ads that I genuinely don't even need the ad copy, but I'll read it anyway just because that, you know, they don't pay you if you don't read some of the freaking ad copy because everybody's about capitalism. Even Magic Spoon, even though they're such a great company, they're so good that I literally, dude, literally, if you were like, hey, there's Magic Spoon cereal. You can only have Magic Spoon cereal if you vote Democrat. I do it anyway. JK, 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, 4 net carbs in each serving, only 140 calories. It's keto friendly, so the keto Guido slowly sticks us up his ass. Hope you guys enjoyed the keto Guido episode. The kid eats Magic Spoon. They brought back cookies and cream and maple waffle. Dude, you know what? I didn't even know that. They brought back cookies and cream and maple waffle, but I'm in. All you got to do to be in is go to magicspoon.com/chaos and use the promo code chaos at the checkout. You get $5 off your first order. Okay. You want to do edibles? Eat Magic Spoon. You don't want to do edibles? Still eat Magic Spoon. I had some today with sauce in my ravioli just because I miss New York so much, but magicspoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos at the checkout. $5 off your first order. I love Magic Spoon. Send me pictures of you guys buying Magic Spoon. Just send me pictures of it because I love it and it's something that makes me horny. Canva Pro. I'm Chrissy Canva Pro. This is one of those ones that Homeless Pimp taught me how to use and what Homeless Pimp actually uses to, you know, edit our videos and stuff. Canva Pro is the easy-to-use design platform that has everything you need to design like a pro. Dude, and if Homeless Pimp uses it, you know it's good shit. Canva Pro is everything you need in one place, including a collection of over 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, and graphics. And it's Canva Pro comes with time-saving tools that simplify and speed up the creative process. You get all this and more in just one Canva Pro subscription. So all you got to do is subscribe to Canva Pro once. You get all this goody-goody. And there's no idea, big or small, for Canva Pro. Whatever, you know, dude, you want to be fucking Michael Bay, you want to be Homeless Pimp, or you just want to be some jerk off with a camcorder, Canva Pro is what you use. To design like a pro with Canva Pro right now, you get a 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/chaos to get your 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/chaos, 45 days in honor of the 45th president.
So people didn't have air conditioning, really, so they'd sleep with their windows open or doors unlocked. So he could do that back then. Now, Daddy?
No,
you
no.
You have AC, dude. What are you going to do in alarms? He'd be fucked.
He would get caught immediately. And
most handsome serial killer of all time, though. Dude, when they fixed his teeth,
Let's pull up. Wow. Yeah. See that? He looks handsome there. Yes. I want to say yes. I know people go for Ted Bundy.
I don't get the Ted Bundy. Booked Zac Efron as Ted Bundy?
It's
in
ridiculous.
What fucking world? Something about Ted Bundy. Crazy IQ. You know he represented himself during the trial?
Yes.
And the judge said, dude, if you weren't a fucking psychopath, you could have been one of the top lawyers in the state.
I believe it, dude. I believe it. And I mean, he escaped from prison twice. What a lot of people don't talk about how undercover cute. Again, yes, he's thick. And yes, maybe John Wayne Gacy.
No.
Pull up
he
John
looks like
Wayne.
Shit.
No. But I'm talking about a chubby, handsome guy. John Wayne Gacy. Not the worst looking guy. Pull him up.
Okay, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like
there.
A little
yeah.
cute mustache. Just a little bit, not in the clown makeup.
The clown's a nightmare.
Unless you're into that.
I'll give you that. He's a bit of a dime piece in his mugshot there.
Yeah, with the little mustache. I was like, okay. There it is. And oh, wow. Is that his fucking baby picture on the. Jesus Christ.
I mean, kill that kid from the jump. Am I right?
That's so interesting. Yeah, I love
it. Here's what's crazy about Charles Manson. You know, Charles Manson was 5'2". You know, he's tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Little baby.
And if you read these books by John Douglas, he had to interview him, and Manson's ego was so out of control. Let's say you're John Douglas, who interviewed all the serial killers. You'd sit there. Manson would sit up on his chair like a gargoyle, so he's higher than you. He always had to be the tallest in the room.
Interesting, but he's so short. And, you know, he never killed anybody. He never killed one person, Charles Manson.
He shot one guy. So when what's weird about that is when they label him a serial killer, it doesn't really make sense, dude.
No,
you read the Chaos book? Have you read Chaos?
I mean, I literally do a podcast called Chrissy Chaos, and I've never read the book
Chaos. You never read the Manson Chaos with the CIA and the operation that they did? Oh, dude. Dude, it will blow
Wait,
your fucking
you read?
Mind. You should see all my books. You should see a double major, not a big deal. You're seeing my network. Anyways.
No, because you read. No, I didn't mean like that, like, oh, hitting the head a lot. I meant like you read, like you actually read the pages. You don't listen to the books is what I meant.
No, listening's for morons. No, yeah. I listen to podcasts. I read, so on the road, because I have two kids. There's no reading when I get home.
Yeah.
And so on the road, I fucking fly through books.
Really?
Like, I can't wait to get on the plane because I have all these serial killer books. If the feds walked to my house, they'd be like, clearly this guy's a fucking psycho. Every single book, there's probably 30 of them. It's all serial killers.
What book are you reading right now?
Right now, the book I just got, it's not a serial killer book, but it's the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite movie, literally favorite movie.
Do you think the book's way different than the movie?
Yeah, it goes more in depth with the character and stuff like that.
Nice. So you like that.
I love
that. You ever read The 48 Laws of Power?
No.
He's got to read The 48.
But is that like that motivational shit?
It's no. What
I'm
I like,
all set on that, Papa.
What I like about 48 Laws of Power, you motivate me.
yeah, motivators do by doing. You
do
know
by
what I'm
doing.
Saying?
Oh yeah, no, it's not that like
the
Tony
Gary
Robbins
V stuff.
No, shut up, Gary V. You know who I would be a good fight. Uh
oh. Oh, we just gotta move.
Let's keep doing it in the dark, like we're on Ghost Adventures.
Ooh, look at you! Look like a DJ.
Yeah.
DJ Mankind, kind.
Um, 48 Laws of Power is a good book because it's by Robert Greene, and we used to read a chapter of it each week on the podcast, but then we just got bored of doing it. We were like, all right, this bit ran its course.
Bad content.
Yeah.
Bad
we're just
content.
Idiots.
Yeah.
You know, we're still only 24 episodes in,
yeah.
So we're figuring it out. But what I like about it is that it gives you a law, like in life, like avoid the unhappy or the unlucky, Law 10. But
get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit.
Yes, it tells
what
you.
What the fuck?
Dude, that's what I like about this book. I'm telling you, I think you'd enjoy it.
Learn to keep people dependent on you.
Yes.
Is this a book for
pimps? Pose as a friend, work as a spy. This guy's a
dude, is this
bag.
A book for pimps?
No,
what
dude,
is this, man?
This is a big book in prison. Everybody reads this book in prison, but what crush your enemy totally. So what I like is it doesn't go by the book advice. It's not like, oh, be nice, kind to others.
Do
like,
not commit to anybody.
Yes, it says that. It says cheat on your wife. That's basically what it's saying.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, but then they also give you they give you these lessons, and then it gives you a time in history. So I love history. It takes you back into history and shows you a time and all factual evidence on how this law was proven.
Interesting.
So it's a really dope book because then it brings it to present day on how it can be proven and still used today. So I'm like, yeah, concentrate your forces, play the perfect courtier.
Play a sucker to catch. What is this? Play a sucker.
To catch a
sucker seem dumber than your mark.
Which is what you do. I think you and I do. You're doing very, very well. But I think you and I both get the one comparison that we are, that I think we have, is that People both think we're both of us are dumb. And you have a double major, I have a doctorate degree. You're obviously crushing it. But I play up the dumb thing a lot more, because then when I come out with something, you know, wittier or smarter, people are like, oh, I didn't expect that coming. When it's like, it was there the whole time, you fuck. But I kind of sometimes, when I'm like thinking about like, hey, should I? Because there's a lot of times, I don't know if how you are with this, because obviously, you know, you're intelligent. How do you, like there's certain times where like people are talking and I'm like, I know that they're wrong. But I don't say anything.
Oh, I do.
You do.
Never let it slide.
You never let it slide. You want to let them know. So you do a Charles Manson, you gargle, you'd be like, I need to know how fucking dumb you are.
Well, I'll just be like, yeah, that is just wrong, man.
Yeah. I avoid conflict, which is a problem. You don't.
Nah, it depends. I don't like confrontation at a certain point, but if it's like, if it's hard to get me to change my mind. I'm open-minded, but if I know it's real, like if I know those are the facts, like I come, not from a family of lawyers, but like when my dad, my brother, and I get together, it's three fucking
smart people.
Siamese fighting fish. We argue like a motherfucker, man.
Right.
Just over everything. Right. Like my dad, when he came out, he got out here 2 weeks ago, he got in my face. He got in my fight. We were arguing in a restaurant. He got in my face. Are you going to fight me right now?
What are you arguing about right now?
He was talking about defunding the police, and my father-in-law is a cop.
He wants them to be defunded?
And he was there? Well, he was just playing. Again, he likes to argue. I don't know if he really believes defund the police is the right move, but he's saying, what if we did this? And then he was like giving
kind
examples.
Kind of being contrarian.
Yeah, and I'm like, Dad, dude, he's been a cop for fucking 30 years. Yeah. How are you going to tell him? Yeah. So then the cop, who should probably be talking, he doesn't like confrontation, so he's like, whatever. And then me and my dad are literally over the table like this, and he gets around and gets in my face. I'm like, what's wrong
with
you?
See, like, that's the thing. Even though you could probably, you know, obviously with your fighting skills, you could probably kill your dad, do you still feel like your dad can beat the shit out of you?
I'm so
just because he's your dad.
And he's way smarter than me. Like, not even close.
Yeah. And you just
destroy me with
words. He'll find a way. By the way, I just want to make it clear, I know you probably know this, but Brendan Schaub has a tattoo on his finger, FYI.
Yeah.
You have a tattoo on your finger.
Yep.
And also, before I forget, have you ever had a ghost experience in general?
Never.
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 You just believe?
Yeah. Well, a little bit.
What do you think you go when you die?
You have to, this energy that makes us has to go somewhere. I don't think it's just like end of credits, game over.
Are you a karma guy? Reborn?
A little. I do believe in that. Like you put good in the world, you get good back. I do believe that.
Yeah. I believe in that. Yeah.
And
that's the last question.
Clearly, there's aliens.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to be a fucking
But do you
moron?
Think that they're not, here already?
No, I don't. So those drones and stuff that we see, it's just, I don't, it's not like some little green Martian fucking flying.
You think that's
things.
Human technology?
Yeah, I think it's Chinese or Russian technology, or it's our military force, and the people who are seeing it don't have clearance. So when they're reporting it, the guys up there are like, Jesus. Dude, they fucking saw it, you idiots. Like, no, yeah, definitely UFO, man. Well, you should look into it. And that thing just fucking dips
out. Dude, I know a guy. What is this? Pope Francis said he would baptize aliens. Who are we to close doors? Honestly, dude, why not? I would baptize an alien. Could you imagine? It would be. I said this before on like a podcast, but like all the problems that we have in the world, like all the racism, the sexism, the division. Could you imagine aliens came? And it was the same thing with them. Like they just came in and they were racist, sexist against the same people.
Or we were racist towards them.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about aliens though. We assume that they're mean because of movies, because that's what sells tickets. Like Mars Attack. So they and that's from an old book. So they made those movies and made the aliens seem like they're here to take over. So aliens don't want to take over our shit. They don't give a fuck. If they have the technology, get here. We're like ants. I'm like, look at these fucking cavemen. Look at these morons. But the other thing is I think if they are evil, it's the one thing that would bring all of us together. Because we're going to need the Chinese. We're going to need the fucking,
of course.
You know, everybody. We're all going to have to rally around for the sake of Earth to fight these fucking aliens.
Of course.
And that's the one thing that will bring us together.
That will bring us together. And I think even like
even China could bring America together.
100%.
So if China decides to whatever launch nukes or whatever the fuck they want to try, you know, get froggy, see what's up.
Yeah.
It will literally make all of America come together.
So bare bottoms, line up in versatile everyday clothing. I'm telling you, it's what you got to do. It's for guys. I love guys. Go bareback and bare bottoms. Dude, I'm telling you, I love bare bottom. Dude, the shorts are above the knees, I haven't been wearing shorts. Normally, I wear my shorts down to my ankles like Allen Iverson, but recently I've been wearing the bare bottom shorts and they come right to above the knee. And I like it because I like showing off my milky, wide, thick thighs, dude. That's what I like. If you want to, and also they're designed to transition from the couch to the gym. I've worked out and hung out in bare bottom shorts. And the t-shirts are awesome too, they hide my nipple fat. So all you got to do is go to barebottomclothing.com with the code CHAOS. That's barebottomclothing.com. Use promo code chaos. Get free shipping on your first order. Do it, dude. Bare back yourself at Bare Bottoms. I love Bare Bottoms. Unbelievable clothing. Barebottom.com, promo code chaos. All right. Hey, listen, this is another one, dude. Piedmontese beef. We told you about Charles Pavitieri and the Piedmontese, dude. Italian heritage breed of cattle now being raised in Nebraska. So that means the fucking cows are in the witness protection program at Piedmontese. Farm to fork, traceable, cutting out the middleman. You buy directly from the source. Dude, I'm being honest, dude and dudettes and dudebies. Piedmontese beef was the best one. The burger that we got from there was the best burger I've ever had in my life. It was genuinely unbelievable. And the steaks were fantastic, dude. Vinny Guadagnino, the Keto Guido, is eating Piedmontese beef right now because I served it right down his throat. And you can have some too if you go to Piedmontese.com. All right, so all you got to do is go to Piedmontese.com, put in the promo code CHAOS. You get 25% off. That's Piedmontese.com, promo code CHAOS, 25% off. Or you can go old school, call 1-800-414-3487. You've never had beef this good.
Well, I think that too, even aliens, like the little like green Martians, that like all that stuff is from movies and books. Like all that only started coming in the 1950s and 60s. Like before that, if you talk to somebody from the 1920s, they would be like, what do you mean green Martians? Yeah. That's not, so it's all like Hollywood has
someone's
done.
Idea and then
someone's
some writer,
idea
that's the, some writer's idea and that caught fire, so we all just assume they're green.
Dude, how about this? Drake took over Dodger Stadium. Did you see this?
Really fucked it for the guys, didn't he? Like, yeah. Dude, how are we gonna match this? Have you seen the set of fun bags on her?
No, that's what we're trying to figure out. Who is this woman?
Her son's the best basketball player in California. He's going to UCLA.
Okay.
And so Drake's obviously good friends with LeBron. They go to a school called Sierra Canyon.
Okay.
So Drake would go to the games with LeBron to watch Bronny play. And obviously this dime piece was there watching her son.
Wow, look at that.
And then off they go.
She looks like she has a natural body physique. Oh, yes. Okay, so this is his new – and this is – so her son is an unbelievable basketball player.
Correct.
And this is
– and Drake's like mentoring him, telling him what to do with like finances and shit like that.
Took her out on a day to Dodgers. He rented out Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Baller move. Huh?
What do you think that costs if we had to guesstimate?
Well, they said he made a sizable donation to the Dodgers. So to me, it's like he wanted to rent it out. They're like, yeah, you can't pay for that. Just make a donation, and then we'll give you whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Or was he like, hey, I'm such a Dodgers fan. Here's $2 million. Like, oh, you know what we can do for you? Next time you want a date, we'll do a little private thing here. You know, I'm wondering how it went down.
Interesting.
Yeah, what's the most, like, baller date you've ever done?
Yeah.
God,
anything like
after that? No. I mean, what?
No. No,
I mean, did you? That's probably the donation. If you have a date at Dodger Stadium,
at least a schmilly.
Yeah, for him,
more.
It's nothing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Imagine, but I wonder what the food was. Imagine it was still ballpark food. Like he's just giving them
dogs. It's just Dodger dogs. She's like, what? He's
what
like, you like
this?
Bratz girl?
Imagine after all that, she still didn't have sex with him. How much would that suck?
Oh, it went down. But here's what sucks. Like, here's what, if you're that kid, and you're 20, senior in high school, 20, and your mom's some dime piece, and it's not like she's this mom that covers her figure. Like, on Instagram, she's Instagram thought. Like,
right.
And she's a real pretty lady. So she's out there putting it out there, and that's your mom. You know, all your friends are like,
dude,
let me see your mom.
Yeah.
But also, so Drake, you know, is taking this kid under his wing and, like, telling him what to do with his finances and, like, getting ready for stardom. And so they're probably hanging out. There's like pictures of them at Dave and Buster's, like hanging out. And then the kid's like, all right, cool. And then Drake shows up at midnight. He's like, dude, I just saw you. I thought I thought I was going to see you tomorrow. He's like, oh, no, I'm here to see your mom, dude.
Yeah, your mom.
Yeah, I'm here to fuck your mom.
Fuck your mom.
Do you think I'm really spending all this time with your ass?
Yeah.
Dude, the chance you even make the NBA is not good.
No, dude.
I'm here to titty fuck your mom.
This is all for to make your mom wet.
Yeah, dude.
Look, and it's also like, too, like, could you imagine being the boy's actual father? Like, what a loser you must feel like.
Oh, my God, dude.
Your mom's new boyfriend is taking.
Drake-y?
Dude, I would never talk to my biological dad again. I'd be like, my mom's new boyfriend is fucking Drake.
I'd be like, hey,
get
dad,
away
I,
from me,
hey,
dad.
I know you're supposed to come over at 5 o'clock and pick me up and take me to the movies.
Yeah.
But Drake rented out Dave and Buster's, you stupid fuck.
You stupid shit. What am I going to go to Del Taco again?
Yeah, were you going to take me to fucking Arby's, Papa?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Drake's taking me to Dave and Buster's, then he's fucking mom in the ass.
Yes.
That's our night.
Dude, it's unbelievable. That would be very difficult
such a
for
dime.
Me.
Really? I wouldn't give a fuck.
You wouldn't care?
I just like, hey, you know, like, I do all right. Compared to Drake, I'm a fucking peasant in the streets.
Yes.
I'm an immortal in India for compared to Drake. So she has to know, like, hey, we ain't going to Dodger Stadium. We'll go to a game.
Yeah, we'll go to a game. We'll go to a steakhouse.
But I'm not renting out Dodger Stadium. We're not eating Dodgers dogs alone.
No. We'll get good seats at a game.
Yeah, we'll go on a double date with Chrissy D and his lady. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we're probably gonna be pretty high up.
I get a couple of retweets from the players. Yeah, yeah, Mookie Betts can come on the podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
My boy Bueller's a fucking stud pitcher.
Yeah,
you can meet him.
Yeah, you can meet him. Yeah, no, if you want to have, yeah, no.
But no, you're not fucking FaceTime with Nicki Minaj, bitch. Those days are over.
It's not going to happen.
He's moved on.
Okay? That's not going to happen. If you don't like it, we can set you up with Trevor Bauer.
That's a dicey one.
I know.
That's a dicey one. Have you looked into that?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of the Trevor Bauer thing.
I need more information.
I understand physical, you know, she likes rough sex, whatever, which is, the text message, it seems like she just wanted it rough. But then I guess the dicey thing comes in, and there's no proof of this, is she claims while she was asleep, he sodomized her. That then, obviously, I don't agree with, and I'm like, that's too far. You have to be conscious.
Well, but even, like, I don't know what their agreement was with that, with the anal stuff while she's unconscious, because she said she wants to go out. So I don't know in person what they talked about.
Got it.
The too far thing is when she's unconscious and he punched her in the face.
That's
like,
Bubba,
you're a professional pitcher. You know, like, that's not,
what are you
doing?
That's
not hot in any circumstance.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, if you want to do some pad work,
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fracture the woman's face.
Well, see, that's the thing too. Even like me and my girl were talking about, she was like, look, rough sex is what it is. She's like, but if you're ending up with a facial fracture,
too far.
Obviously it's too far. She was like, I think if there was a facial fracture, she had a good point. She was like, as a woman, if you fractured my face, she was like, it would be one of those things that I would need you to take care of immediately. Help me get to the doctor. There would be text messages.
That's what he tried doing. But there are text messages him be like, oh my God, this got out of hand.
No, no.
Like, are you okay? I can't believe this happened. But it's like, you socked her in the face, dude.
Yeah, like you punched her in the face.
Well, she was unconscious. Like, clearly has some dark demons. Hell of a pitcher, though.
Three
years, 110 mil.
Well, dude, my friend, when this all first came out, my friend's like, there's no way that the MLB and the Dodgers are going to release him. I was like, they 1,000%. He will never pitch for the Dodgers again.
In 2021?
That's what I said.
Not a chance.
Dude, because they keep just extending his suspension. He will never pitch in the league again.
Because they're trying to get more. We just need more information. Dude, when I heard punch on the face, I'm like, yeah, get him out of there.
Yeah.
But then, so that's where the line's drawn.
Because you know what the thing is now? Is like, I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's not about, like, ratings anymore. Like, that's not the way sports or TV work anymore.
It's endorsements.
It's stock prices. So the Dodger stock price goes down. That's why they cut these people. Same people are watching the games. Sabret Hot Dog's still going to pay the same same amount of people watching Dodgers games. It's just your stock price begins to drop because your value is perceived as going down.
Well, that affects their business, and that's all they care about.
That's why they get you out. If it was just ratings, he would be on the team because you're watching the game.
But here's what's interesting about that is, like, with the NBA and the Black Lives Matter stuff. So when the NBA did that, when we're in the pandemic, when all the players took a knee, and you look on the court and be Black Lives Matter, and there's like all these.
Dude, I never took a knee during the anthem. I would do jump squats during the anthem.
Yeah, whatever. I'll fucking
sleep. I'd fucking
the shit
stand
out
on your shoulders during
me
the
too.
Anthem. I'll get as high as I can.
Yeah, Charles Manson and get
fucking
shit.
Yeah, I'll gargoyle that shit, dude.
But
I'm on stilts for the anthem.
Yeah, when they did that, their ratings tanked.
Of course it did.
They haven't been able to bounce back.
Right.
So you would think them, you know, and that's Disney and all that stuff, you would think them seeing those tank ratings, they'd be like, all right, we got to switch up.
Because it's not about ratings anymore.
They stay on it.
It's not about ratings because it's about that stock price, that backdoor stuff. The stock went up because, again, all that stuff, woke sells tickets. It's all money. I don't know the way it gets to the money, but this podcast was saying that ratings are not the thing anymore. They understand.
But there has to be something to it. I don't know what podcast this is. Hopefully it's someone legit because if you don't have the demo and the viewers and ratings are down – when you go to renegotiate your deal, you're going to get less money, which would make your business less valuable.
But I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're like, dude, ratings are down. And they were down 60%. They're 60%.
To be honest with you, it wasn't even – I didn't even listen to the podcast. My friend Mike Cannon texted me about a podcast that he listened to.
That's fair.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Did you see the Stephen A. Smith stuff?
No. What's going on with that?
So the best player, well, one of the best players in baseball is that Japanese.
Oh, Ohtani.
Did you watch him last night?
Do you realize how unbelievably good he is? I didn't watch it last night.
He's a Japanese Babe Ruth, but better.
I mean,
he can pitch and
hit. fucking bombs.
Also, take it easy on Babe Ruth. Best of all time. Played against all white guys. Be
exactly.
Cool. And he was drunk half the time.
Half the time.
So we got to get off his nuts.
Not the best of all time.
No, not a chance.
So what happened? So what did he say
so
about Ohtani?
He said he can't be the biggest star because he doesn't speak English, and him having a translator hurts his like markability. So he can't be the biggest star.
Okay.
So then the backlash came, and you know people are saying, you know, this is racist and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, God, they're going after Stephen A. Smith now? So now, you know, I watch First Take all the time. So this morning,
I love First Take.
Me too. This morning, they had him on with an Asian feller for an hour. Basically, him saying, I was just unaware of what I said. I totally messed up. I own that. Educate me so I know better.
Sure.
So this doesn't happen again. That's how it should work, Bubba.
Yes.
He shouldn't be canceled.
No.
So I like that, you know, they're giving him this extended, you know, ground where he can realize he made a mistake and then also be like, I just didn't know.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
But if it was somebody else.
If it was Max Kellerman, would he be
canceled? If it's a white guy, he's canceled.
That's what it is.
The white guy's canceled.
And listen, just accept that. That's just the truth. And it's one of those things like, no, I'm not even getting mad. Just accept that that is the truth we live in. So when you get, if you're ever in hot water, baby, you go brown right away. Okay? You say, remember, I'm big brown.
Big brown.
I'm not white. Yeah. I got nothing to hide behind. I'm white.
White.
White. So you better be careful.
Yeah, but they're not going to give a white guy the same like kind of.
No, dude.
No way.
But look, you're right. But I will say
but
this.
But here's the other thing. But the other reason they're giving Stephen A. Smith such a leeway is because he's also their highest paid, most famous analyst. So
yeah.
It's not like they can't. There's no ratings about Stephen A. Smith.
But this is what I'm saying.
So like if Skip Bayless did this, I bet you he's a white male. I bet you they would kind of try and work it out for him too.
Because he makes so much money. But this is
the
thing.
The face
but this
Fox.
Is the thing. This is the thing that I just wish more corporations would admit is that you're not woke because you care.
No.
You're woke because of financial reasons.
That's the only
reason. So if they have some integrity, I would fucking love to support more woke stuff like that if they were just honest about why they're being woke. If you're being woke because you think it's financially good for you, you couldn't care less
about
the people.
Well,
shut up.
Well, think about the NBA. So they do all this Black Lives Matter. And they do, you know, kneeling on the flag, stuff like that. But then they support China and Hong Kong.
How does
and
that make sense?
We talk about human rights, but then literally the Chinese are putting fucking concentration camps together for people in Hong Kong, and they're not free. And there's pictures of people holding up the American flag in Hong Kong as they're being fucking taken.
Sure.
Be like, dude, somebody help us out. But then and then LeBron's going to tweet out all this stuff about, you know, equal rights, stuff like this.
It's
but it's
bullshit.
Like, dude, but because Space Jam 2 comes out next month in China and you're banking on that, you're not even going to say shit about them.
That's what I'm saying. So, dude,
it's all about financial.
I did a rant about this the other day. I did a rant about this the other day on my Instagram. I said, look, it, you know, Netflix, all Netflix was doing throughout this whole pandemic is stop the Asian hate. Black Lives Matter, and you know, obviously anti-Trump stuff, and then their show, most recent shows, the show is called How to Become a Tyrant, where it's just about Idi Amin, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, with fun kids music. How to like, and it's a very interesting show. I actually love the
show;
it's educational. But I'm like, it's great. Actually, let's talk about the show. I'd like to watch the show. Well, we're running out of time, but let's watch the show. But my point is that this whole thing is like you're saying like. Oh, you care about all these people, but then you're giving basically the playbook on how tyrants become tyrants and making it like fun and having the kids clap along to it. So it's like you're all fucking.
But that's the thing, they're
shit.
Eating their own tail.
Yes.
So it's tough to take any of it serious.
Yeah, dude.
Like NBA has no ground to stand on because you guys fuck with China and you get $2 billion a year from them. So you're not going to even. It's like what fucking John Cena did. Remember? When he gave the apology in Mandarin. Did you see that?
God.
And the only reason he did that was because Fast and Furious 97 or where the fuck they're on now is coming out in China and they make most of their nut off the China sales.
So they have.
So he admitted that Taiwan is a country and obviously China doesn't engage in that.
As a country.
So he had to apologize for that. Otherwise, China was going to pull the movie from the theater.
Could you imagine?
So it's like, okay, I see what's going on here.
See, here's the
so
thing.
I'm out.
Here's the way my brain works now, too. It's like, I know it's not true, but in my brain, when you cuck out that hard, I feel like I can beat the shit out of John Cena.
You could beat him.
I feel like I can beat up John Cena now. I mean, look at him.
But
dude.
Don't think he can fight because you saw him fake wrestle on WWE. I think people make that mistake. Just because he's a big
you
dude.
You could beat the shit. You would hurt John Cena.
In 30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah. Clip it.
No, he can't fight.
Wow. I wrongly said Taiwan is a country.
And he did it in perfect fucking Mandarin. because the genius of Vince McMahon knew that China's such a big market for them. He had them in 2014 start to learn fucking Mandarin. And his Mandarin, if you talked anyways,
wait, fucking is that a bit, though?
No. That's the real video he posted on his Instagram apologizing to China.
What? But why did this not make more news? Like, why was this not, like, all over?
It was all over.
Like, what a cuck he... Like,
it was all over.
Taiwan is a real country.
Of course.
China took it away from them.
I know, but China... You can't say that in China. Wow. So by him saying that, they're like, hey, we're going to pull this movie unless he apologizes.
Again, why... Where is... Whoever the PR person is for the world is doing a damn good job at making America look like the worst people in the world when we are not even fucking close, dude.
No, we'll beat the shit out of China.
Not even close. We'll beat the shit out of China.
Yeah.
Let's fucking beat the shit out of China. Oh, yeah, my dumb backyard bar wars. Yeah, we better run. We're late. Oh, we're late. I got to go to fucking do backyard bar wars. Comes out 10:30, True TV. And will you watch it, Brendan? Will you watch it with your family?
100%.
It actually... Pimp, who like love, you know, is like one of us, he actually thinks it's not that bad of a show. Pimp actually likes it.
I assume it's a good show. No. Yeah, I watch all my friend stuff. I support and watch.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. We'll watch it.
And
what are you doing?
And then you're doing an interview with Mario Lopez?
Mario Lopez tomorrow, Access Hollywood. Any questions for him?
I did a podcast with him, and him got into it because he started talking to me about Floyd and Connor, how it's not happening, but I knew it was happening, but I couldn't say that information. And he was saying how it's not happening. The only thing about him is he can't turn it off.
Okay.
So when he came in, we were recording. He's like, hey, Brendan, how you doing? Everything going good? I'm like, why are you talking like that?
Okay.
What are you doing, dude?
All right.
Talk like
so
a fucking normal.
So if he starts doing that tomorrow on Access Hollywood and punch
hey,
him right in the stomach.
Say, hey, Brendan told me to tell you to stop doing that.
Yeah. Shab told us to stop doing that.
Yep.
Okay. But I'm going to ask him to come on my podcast.
And then I ask him to sit in his chair backwards like A.C. Slater, and it will trigger the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
When he sits down, I go, no, turn the chair around like A.C. Slater. He'll rehab his leg and then he'll be out the rest of this year, early 2022. I bet he comes back, fights Nate Diaz once, and that's probably it. But yes, that story's over.
I feel like he's now destined to just fight the Paul brothers for eternity.
The only tricky thing with that is the UFC still owns his contract, so Dana would have to be up for that. And Dana hates the Paul brothers, but Dana loves more than money. So Dana would have his hand in that. So if Dana's like, yeah, you can do that because we can't use you really anymore here. So do that and give me fucking 40%.
What do you think Connor's real weakness is as a fighter?
Too rich.
He's too rich. He has nothing to fight for. Last question. Do you consider a fighter, like in your community, is a fighter even a fighter unless they have cauliflower ear?
That's a good question. Most of them have it.
That's what I'm saying. If a fighter doesn't have cauliflower ear, are they a bitch?
It's like, are you working that hard in the gym? These are earned.
That's what I'm saying. Those are earned.
Last story. So when I first came to LA, I did this audition for this E show, and I booked it. So we shot the pilot, and I thought it was my big break, and it was be this big show on E. And it's like me and Joan Rivers' daughter and. Who's the lady from Who's the Boss? She's crazy now, but from Who's the Boss?
Moreno? Alyssa Milano?
Alyssa Milano. Yeah. So it's me, her, and the other lady I just said. And there's one other, I forget who. And it's supposed to be this big show, and there's all this money put out, and it's be the most money I've ever made. And there's going to be like 30 episodes. And so we're just, you know, I didn't know how Hollywood works. I'm like, oh, this is definitely going to pick up. I'm literally already spending.
It was like $6,000.
Yeah, it was like $6,000 an episode. But I was already spending the money in my mind before. Yeah. And my agent was this young agent, like, oh, no, it's done, man. It's basically done. So I'm like, fuck it. Months go by, and every day I'd be like, dude, have we heard? He's like, no, quit fucking calling me.
Yeah.
Then 3 months later, and I'm like, dude, he calls me, I pick up, I'm like, hit me with it, because I'll go to wardrobe right now. What do we got? He goes, so I have good news and bad news.
Yeah.
So the show's not getting picked up. I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. He's like, no, hold on. Don't get too worked up. But have you heard of that show, Botched, new show they're doing on E? I'm like, no. He's like, so with these two plastic surgeons, they're like the surgeons. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, they saw the pilot, and they want to fix your ears for free on the show. And I was like, I can't do that. Yeah. He's like, why? If you're going to be in Hollywood, you need to fix your ears. I'm like, I can't. I would be kicked out of the MMA community if I did that.
If you did that.
Like,
no,
you
dude,
just can't.
That's the badge of honor. That's how I know.
You earned this.
You earned that.
Yeah.
Can I kiss him before we go?
Yeah, it looks like a tortellini. This tortellini one? Don't put your lips on it. Okay.
That's been Chrissy Chaos.